97.1 KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, just after 9 o'clock. Ready to rock.
KEGL, Battle of the East. KEGL, champion.
Can't you say you believe in me? I love you.
I'll hit 97.1 KEGL, the participation portion of the program. It doesn't mean you whiz on your brother's leg. It means you call on in. 787-1971. There you have tonight's challenger for the Battle of the Hits. Can't you say you believe in me? From Boston is the champion once again, Bon Jovi. Never say goodbye. Call me right now. You make this choice because this is
the People's Radio Station.
97.1 KEGL. It's a Jimmy C. Oh, I got it. I got it right here. Let me do the envelope here. 65% to 35%. I would definitely call that respectable. Who's here now on the rock and roll telephone with Steel?
This is Tracy from Flower Mountain, Lewisville. Tonight on the Battle of the Hits, Never Say Goodbye from Bon Jovi wins on the kick-ass KEGL.
Battle of the Hits, KEGL champion.
Eagle, I think that Boston gave him a very good run for the money. Maybe we'll do a re-challenge later this week or next week. Whew. Two great rock and roll songs, some heated competition there. Once again, Bon Jovi emerges on top of the Eagle.
Nobody plays more music. All hits. 97.1 KEGL.
Hit 97.1 KEGL. This is Jimmy Steele. I've got two special guests in the studio. Matt Kim from St. Mark's. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Jimmy.
And Vicky McElhinney from Hockaday. How are you, Vicky?
I'm great. Thanks, Jimmy.
What are we giving away tonight?
We're giving away a free trip in just a few minutes.
Right here at the Eagle. Keep it here. All hit 97.1 KEGL, dead or alive there. Jimmy Steele here, another Eagle Free Flight coming up at 55 in 20 minutes. J.D. Ryan and Samantha Fox could be the couple of the year. That's what we've got to look forward to there. Right here, I've got some very special guests in the studio. Please say hi to, here we go here, Matt Kim. He's a senior from St. Mark's. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Jimmy.
Thanks for coming out. And also Vicky McElhinney from Hockaday. How are you, Vicky?
I'm great, Jimmy. Thanks.
Tell us about why you guys are here tonight.
Well, we want all of y'all to come out because we want to tell you about this weekend. There's College Fest at the State Fairgrounds this weekend.
Hey, yeah, it's a chance for high school students to get lots of great information on colleges and meet recent college grads who can give you inside information on campus life. Hey, it's free, so don't miss out.
Free, my favorite price. And there's folks from like all over the country, reps and alumni. I mean, you could really get an idea of what a college is going to be like without having to go fly there and spend all the money and everything.
It's going to be a great opportunity, so y'all please come out.
Where are we looking at as far as the location? I think it's inside Grand Place at the State Fairgrounds all day Saturday and Sunday pretty much.
Yeah, there's plenty of room for lots of kids to just show up and, you know, just party down.
You'll probably see a lot of people you know, and even if you don't know anyone, you'll make a lot of friends.
So if you're doing high school right now, even if you're not a senior yet, it seems like you'll have a lot of information right at your fingertips available in one place. Sounds pretty good.
It sounds really cool.
And I think there's going to be some trips given away there as well.
Uh-huh. That's what I heard, too.
Anywhere in the continental United States, courtesy of Continental Airlines, of course, the College Fest and Marketplace and the Eagle. If you're thinking about college and if you're kind of getting to the tail end of high school and working right away doesn't really seem like the big thing to do there, and you don't have enough money to hitchhike across Europe, maybe we'd like to see you out there this weekend. The College Fest and Marketplace, this Saturday and Sunday. I'll be out there Saturday afternoon from 2 to 6 doing my show live. Now, I went to college, too, but it was, just for a little bit, but I had to stop because it was full of liberals. You know what they say about liberals?
42% of all liberals are queer.
You've had an accident.